This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Said it's one of the worst things that ever happened to her was that Grand Slam.
And I'm thinking it's Philadelphia. Those were the cleanest versions of interviews that they had because she said bullcrap, which means that she was filtering herself a little bit. The rest of it was pure heart. Way back when, until I was 13 years old, I grew up outside of Philadelphia, about 10 minutes away from J.J. Piccolo, actually, but we didn't know each other. And that's pure Philadelphia. If these fans are the ones that are going to, if they've got to grease the light poles in Philadelphia after they expect the Phillies or Eagles to win championships, which we understand hasn't happened a whole lot because, in part, our boy's here, then imagine how they might feel after losing. And not just losing, C-Dot. Like, I don't think we have a rivalry, in baseball at least, like they've got with the Mets going back forever. That's more of like a Chiefs-Raiders or Chiefs-Broncos type of thing. It's one thing to be eliminated. It's another thing to be eliminated as the higher seed. It's even worse to be eliminated to the Mets. That, to me, sounded tame for Philadelphia, but as well, I don't know if the word would be beneath us, above it, whatever it is. That's not Kansas City.
Right now, we're joined by Joel Goldberg. All right, Joel, we have seen three games between these two teams. They have been fairly even. What do you think has been the difference? Why do you think the Yankees have the 2-1 advantage right now?
It's been dead even. Equal amount of runs scored, right? I was thinking if we could carry one run over from the win to at least force a tie in the other one, aggregate scoring or something. I don't know. It doesn't work that way. But I think that the point is that they have been either one run or two run games, every one of them. They have been dead even. So it's a little play here and there. Forget about the luck piece of it, right? You know, you get a good roll here, a ball stays fair, a diving catch on Vinny yesterday. I think that let's just start with this. Just cut down on the walks. And I think only one of the nine walks scored yesterday, so who knows, but cut down on the walks. They out-hit the Yankees yesterday. If you're this close to a team, every one of these little deals matter, and these Royals, whether it be the ones 9 and 10 years ago or the ones right now, pride themselves on playing small ball, playing fundamental baseball. They have to play fundamental baseball. And I know that the Yankees aren't like most teams. Forever, they have taken walks. You don't want to throw it down the middle of the plate, but there's a temptation to nibble a little bit. Just throw good strikes. We've got very good pitchers on this side. Don't give them free passes. If they're going to beat you the way Giancarlo Stanton did yesterday, tip your cap and move on. But don't walk guys and then let them beat you because of those walks.
You have an opportunity that's very unique as a baseball broadcaster. You talk to baseball players every single day. You understand how they think. They tell you about their preparation. What is the difference in facing a team early on in a series and now you have to face them again? Waka has seen this lineup already. Garrett Cole has also seen this lineup as ready. What have you heard from players about the differences in how you want to approach things? We hear it all the time about the second or third time through the order. This is now Aaron Judge, fourth and fifth time seeing the starting pitcher tonight.
Well, I mean, if you are the Royals in terms of what you're doing with Aaron Judge, keep doing with doing what you're doing, which to me means you don't need to throw him good strikes right now. Let him get himself out. And that might be one guy that if you're going to walk every now and then, you can live with that. I think the interesting piece to this C-Dot, and we talk about this during the course of the year, it's less magnified. When, let's say, whoever it is, the White Sox come in here, maybe they're not always a great example, whatever. Detroit comes in here, you play a weekend series against them, then say you go to Cleveland, then you go to Detroit, and you end up facing the same starter from Detroit, say Tarik Skubal, you know, next week that you did a week before, and it's like, okay, who's going to make those adjustments? So they deal with this type of stuff all the time. The difference right now is that every one of those pitches is magnified. I think the Royals should feel very comfortable against Garrett Cole tonight. If anyone's going to make the adjustments, it's got to be Garrett Cole, because he did give up seven hits and four runs against them. And not just seven hits, hard hit balls too. These weren't lucky. And, you know, I think exit velocity is incredibly telling, because it rules out a lot of the luck piece. Now, if you're making a lot of outs with exit velocity, then maybe you are getting unlucky. But if you're hitting the ball hard, that's generally a sign that you're seeing a pitcher well, and I think that they should have confidence in that. I hope their focus tonight is on the confidence that they just had against Garrett Cole in Game 1 versus thinking about elimination, and I think that'll be the case. The question becomes, does Garrett Cole switch up and make adjustments to them? For the most part, Michael Walker pitched very well against them. That was, if I remember correctly, a bit of an issue with the bullpen that game as well. So I think that there will be adjustments made throughout all of this, based on last week or based on the way things are going tonight. But I think there are adjustments being made right now at a much higher level than the regular season, pitch by pitch, at bat by at bat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Because they have to.
A big thing that has stood out to me in this is it's a lot like a basketball game or a football game where you kind of look at your big three. You know, if the Chiefs are going to advance, you need Mahomes, Kelce, and Chris Jones to play well, or you're probably going to lose that postseason game. The difference in this series has been the Yankees have gotten a little bit more from their big three than the Royals have gotten from their big three, and the Royals are just more reliant on Bobby Witt than the Yankees are with Aaron Judge, because they just have so many other pieces in their lineup.
Yeah, and I agree with all of that. But then I would take it a step further if you're the Royals, because I think that over the course of a baseball season, the Royals are less reliant upon Bobby Witt Jr. than the Yankees are on Aaron Judge, mostly because I think the Royals have that big supported cast. And so I think that you need guys, and we saw this in the first couple games of the series, you need guys, whoever it is, the Michael Masseys, the Michael Garcias, Tommy Pham, those are the players that can make the difference. And Kyle Isbell did it last night. You know, I mean, without Kyle Isbell's big hit, who knows where you're at. The thing I like about this lineup, which is the exact lineup they had against Gerrit Cole in game one, is that I think you give yourself a chance to get some guys on base for Bobby Witt Jr. You have Michael Garcia, Kyle Isbell, Michael Garcia, Michael Massey, all preceding Bobby Witt Jr. I would agree. I mean, in the end, are they going to win and lose, live and die with Bobby Witt Jr.? Not necessarily. That doesn't have to be the case. But if he could start going, no better time like right now. I think that the hit last night should loosen him up a little bit. It's been a reminder over these last couple of weeks that he is human. Most guys are. The best players, the elite-level players, don't stay down very long, and we've never seen him stay down very long.
Right now, we're talking to Joel Goldberg. Would you have switched the lineup up at all? Because Rob and I were talking about this. I mean, Vinny Pasquantino, since coming back from the injury, is 2-for-19. Now, you maybe don't win the Orioles series. You certainly don't win it in two games without Vinny Pasquantino. He doesn't have a hit yet in this series. He has more strikeouts than he has walks in this series. He's sitting in the third spot right now. Like, this team needs to be able to generate some offense today, and you're going to have to probably score 4 or 5 runs to win this game. Would you have switched the lineup up?
I don't think I'm messing with that 2, 3, and 4. It has been what has gotten you there all year long. And if you want to be that player, to me, this is like the equivalent, and every now and then somebody can pull this off. I'm not a big gambler, but this is like the equivalent of that blackjack player that knows that they shouldn't hit on 17, but you know what? I'm going to roll the dice because I think there's a 2 or 3 in there. It's one of those, like, yeah, you could sit there and say, well, I think maybe if we stick somebody here at 3 today and we'll try something different tomorrow. To me, that feels like throwing darts a little bit and just playing, I don't know, playing roulette, playing blackjack, whatever it is. This is, you just referenced the big three. This is your big three. And guess what? The Yankees aren't moving Aaron Judge out of where his spot is. I don't think the Royals are going to move these. And I don't think there's really a team in baseball that's going to mess with their 2, 3, and 4, their 3, 4, and 5. I think the modern-day middle of the lineup is the 2, 3, and 4, by the way. Unless you don't have one. So what was different, C-Dot, was for the month or so that Vinny was out, you didn't really have a three-hitter. Maybe we'll try Salvi there one day. Maybe we'll try Massey. Maybe we'll try Melendez. None of them really looked like three-hitters. And maybe, just maybe that's different in giving Vinny a little bit of space, move him down to, I don't know, 6, 5, 7. If you had someone that was ridiculously hot, who's ridiculously hot in this offense right now? There isn't one. So I think you stick with what has gotten you there and really hope for your best that those players in front, you really want Kyle Isbell, Michael Garcia, and Michael Massey to know your goal is to get on base for the big boys.
Have you seen Witt struggle like this before? I mean, I can ask you this because you've seen every game that he's played as a pro. Have you seen him go through a slump like this before?
Well, yeah, but no. And what I mean is that he hasn't played in games like this. He just hasn't. What I have seen is over my years of covering playoff baseball, and not just 14 and 15, but I was in St. Louis for 9.5 years. That was a lot of playoff baseball. I saw really high-level elite players just go into slumps for a couple of weeks. Is it because the playoffs get to them, or was just bad timing? And that's
that feels like what's happened to Aaron Judge as well.
And with Aaron Judge, it's happened more than one year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, and I'll knock on wood for anybody that believes in that stuff, I'm not saying that he is suddenly a guy that you can just not worry about. Hey, it's Aaron Judge. He's no good in the playoffs, because we know that one swing of the bat could change that. But I think, and especially in a place like New York, if you have enough years where you struggle in the playoffs, that's not just a matter of being called at the wrong time. That's being called at the wrong time every single year. So it's too early to have that book on Bobby Witt Jr. All we can say right now is that he struggled for the last week or so. I will say it's been a while since I can remember him chasing like that. When you see Salvi chase like that, you say, well, that didn't look good, but we know that he can connect with one of those, or in one swing he could get out of it. But I'll still get back to just having the confidence to have that hit last night was big. And I think the confidence to continue to play good defense is a big piece of it, too.
Right now we're talking to Joel Goldberg. Two things that have come up that I want to get your thoughts on, both things that happened in game. One is Bobby's decision to not steal late in that game. Do you agree with that decision? Would you like to have seen them? You mentioned the roulette. You mentioned the gambling analogy of rolling the dice. Certainly trying to get Bobby into scoring position could have helped yesterday.
I mean, going back to the blackjack reference, when Bobby's going well from a speed standpoint, put the hitting aside, when Bobby's going well, his stealing a base is like doubling down on you know, on a face card in blackjack. It might not work every time, but you feel really good about it. He hasn't run a whole lot lately. I know he said something last night about not getting good reads on it. There's always been that expression, I hear Hud say it a lot, that speed never goes into a slump, which is true. If you're fast, you're fast. But you can get into a slump with the way you're reading things, and you can get in your head a little bit. I'd have to look, and we could do this during the break, like how many stolen bases does Junior have in the last month? He hasn't been running a whole lot. So do I agree with his decision not to steal? I agree with his decision not to steal if he's not comfortable with it. Because if you're not comfortable, you're hesitant, and you may not be getting the right read, you may not be getting the right jump, and then you're just running into an out. So, yes, life would have been a lot better if he was on second base at that point. But if he's never going to get there, then you might as well stand pat and understand that a double still scores you, a single gets you to third, and you're not running into an out.
Give me an X factor for today's game. We mentioned the big three, that heart of the Royals lineup. It feels like if they're going to win today, you're going to need a big hit from Michael Massey. You're going to need Kyle Isbell to have an RBI double that you win this game 5-3. We had a stat just about if you don't score three runs in a playoff game, you just don't win a whole lot in the postseason. It's like trying to win an NFL playoff game 13-10. It happens, but you're going to have to put up some points in order to be able to do it. The same thing in baseball with the runs. Give me an X factor outside of the big three, a guy that you think could potentially come up with a big hit.
I'll give you a few, and I'll first jump on your football comparison there. You might win one playoff game 13-10, but you're not going to win three of them. And the Royals won that playoff game, if we want to call it that, against Baltimore by not doing it. But they're still there right now. Now, they did score a bunch of runs in one of those games in New York, so it's not like they're incapable. I don't think we're in a situation. I had somebody last night say to me, as the Royals were still scoreless, the Royals haven't scored a run at Kauffman Stadium in blah, blah, blah innings. And I'm like, well, they haven't been here in like 2.5 weeks. Yes, they were struggling at home before they left for that final road trip. I don't think there's a guy in the clubhouse or dugout. I'm not talking about being mentally strong. I don't think there's a guy in the dugout that was like, oh my gosh, it's been since the middle of September since we scored here at home. They're not thinking that way. But right now, they are in a little bit of that offensive funk. Some of that has to do with pitching when you're facing guys like they're facing, which is what you're going to face all playoffs long. Okay, as far as X factors, it'd be easy for me to say white Michael Wacha, but if Michael Wacha puts up zeros for six innings, which he's certainly capable of, you still have to be able to score a run. You got to loosen up a little bit. You got to get the crowd juiced up a little bit. Obviously, scoring runs would help. I'll give you three names that I think are worth mentioning, but really, to me, X factors would be anyone that is not the big three. But I think for me, I'm looking at either a Michael Garcia, who loves, for lack of a better term, he likes a little bit of that bad boy. You saw some of the social media exchange calling out Carlos Rodon. If you've seen any of the stuff, the videos of him in winter ball, there was a massive brawl. He had hit the home run and pimped it, but he didn't start the brawl. It was others that were involved in that back in Venezuela in winter ball. He loves being the bad guy. Good kid. He loves the emotion. He loves that energy. If he has a big hit, he's a guy that can completely fire them up. He's one. I think my other one is Tommy Pham. It's just a guy that's been there. It's a guy that's not going to be freaked out by it. Is he going to get the job done? I don't know. I mean, I don't know any, but he's looked good. He's a spark plug. There's a reason why they got him. They weren't just interested in Tommy Pham at the waiver deadline. They weren't just interested in Tommy Pham when St. Louis got him at the trade deadline. They were interested in him all year long. It took a while, but they finally got him. As a matter of fact, I know that when they made the call and JJ called him, Tommy said something along the lines of, "What took you so long?" So both sides wanted this to be able to get together. And Tommy Pham has been a winner. There's another guy that's got a little bit of that bad boy persona to him, like Michael Garcia. Great teammate. Guys love him. But I think those are two guys that play with an edge. And so I say that if they get that hit, they might be the type of guys that get everybody else fired up.
That is Joel Goldberg joining us live on location. We are outside Kauffman Stadium getting you ready for Game 4 of the ALDS between the Royals and the Yankees. Joel, man, happy to have you sit down with us today, man.
It's good to be here with you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!